AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we're happy to be joined this Wednesday morning on our Newsmaker 2 segment by USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning to you.
Well, we're happy to have you join us here. And, there's a lot of exciting things always happening through USDA, and it seems like there's a new grant opportunity coming up here that people should be aware of.
There is. Well, it's a new old grant opportunity. We have a program called Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. And so folks have probably heard about it. It's been around a while. But through the Inflation Reduction Act, we, meaning USDA Rural Development Nationwide, has received about $2 billion in funding for energy improvements throughout rural America. So we're excited to offer additional funding for our folks in Kansas.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about REAP and really who's eligible for this kind of right off the bat.
You bet. These are grants and lending for ag producers or businesses in towns under 50,000, which is obviously most towns in Kansas, including Emporia and all the communities in your listening area. And these are projects for either improving energy efficiency at existing locations. So, for instance, if you have a grocery store and you want to upgrade your freezers, or you want to improve your HVAC systems. Those are things that you can do through the program, but you can also create new energy systems. So if you're doing a project and it's an existing building that hasn't been in use for a while, or it's a new structure, it's something that would qualify for that part of the program as well. In the past, we've had a grant amount of about 25% of each project. That's been expanded to 50%. And so most of these projects are a combination of lending and grants, but the grant amount has gone up because of the additional funding that we have.
Now, when you talk about those percentages, you say from 25% to 50%. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit, what you mean specifically?
Sure. If you've got a project that's an energy efficiency project and it's $100,000, it's competitive. We have an application process, but if you are awarded, you could qualify for up to $50,000 in grant funds for that project. And usually, as with most of our programs at USDA, there is a lending component as well. I don't want to get into too much of the technical details, but folks can contact us for more information about eligibility. I would also say that if we work a lot with folks in downtown Emporia in particular. And if you're a downtown business owner and you're interested in pursuing this, I encourage you, as always, to contact Casey Woods at Main Street. He's up on this. But we also, I know that because we have this additional funding, we haven't received additional staffing. And so I know a lot of folks, they want a speedy process. We're working to process these applications. We have them coming in quarterly, so we have more and more applications coming in. We've just gotten some additional funding to provide some technical assistance to help people through the application process. So we have a little bit of help with that, so we won't get too mired in applications.
Well, Christy, you talked about the fact that this is available for both improving energy efficiency at existing locations or just outright creating new energy systems. So really, this is kind of not only an energy efficiency project, but in some ways you're also able to really kind of help restore dilapidated or older buildings and places like that. So it's really kind of a restoration effort as well.
It can be. There are some requirements related to you know, what the occupancy of a building has been. So there are some, you know, some challenges to overcome when it comes to rehab. If you're working with a building that's been in use at some point in the past 5 years, it's a little bit easier to document what your energy usage has been. But we have, with these programs, you know, our max grant awards for this one is, you know, $500,000 for efficiency projects or $1 million for systems. And systems can be, you know, solar power, wind power, geothermal, all kinds of renewable energy type systems. But with the energy efficiency projects, it's often, you know, HVAC, lighting, ventilation. We do a lot of, we've done a lot of equipment, like for grocery stores and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different things that are eligible. And I'd encourage folks, if they have an idea for a project, to just contact us and we can help them navigate that. We can help them determine whether their project's eligible or not.
So, Christy, has the interest been pretty high?
It has been, and I have to say, Emporia is definitely representing.
Okay. That's good to hear.
We've had a lot of interest from Emporia, and I think Emporia does a great job of helping folks, you know, facilitate these funding opportunities. And again, a shout out to Emporia Main Street. I think they've done a really good job, in particular with downtown businesses. But we have had a lot of interest. We are now in quarterly rounds, and at the end of March, our first quarterly round, since we got the additional funding, we had about 80 applications, and that's a lot. That's a lot for Kansas. So if we have that every quarter, we got a lot coming our way. We could have, you know, we could have a few hundred projects going on over the next year.
That's great.
Well, and Christy, you know, Ron kind of asked about the interest that's been expressed. You mentioned, obviously, Emporia. When you talk about, you know, obviously rural small areas, populations under 50,000, are you seeing a lot of interest from, say, smaller communities, you know, maybe, say, the size of an Olpe or a Madison, you know, or is it kind of those larger small towns?
Yeah, you know, we'd love to work with folks in smaller communities, and we also may have some additional incentives available to them depending on a number of factors. But the challenge I think that smaller communities face is just the capacity for accessing these programs, and also they tend to be smaller projects, and so you have to weigh, you know, the time and energy it takes to apply for funding with the project type that you have. But I want to be absolutely sure that everybody has an opportunity to access this program. And truly, a lot of the smaller communities are the ones that need it the most. They might require a little bit of extra help, and we're happy to do that.
Once again, USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis, joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment, talking about REAP, or Renewable Energy for America program, as been talking about energy efficiency. So, Christy, if anyone wants more information, you touched on it a moment ago, but just kind of a reminder, where can they go to find the information or possibly apply for REAP funding?
Okay. Rather than just give you a web address, I'm going to give you a specific phone number for an actual person in Kansas that can help you.
We love that.
So get your pick. Travis Snyder is our energy coordinator. He is in our Newton office. And his number is 316-282-3477.
Fantastic.
So reach out to him. He can help you determine if your project's eligible and help you navigate the application process.
You mentioned, Christy, helping rural small businesses access federal funding with this huge amount of grant money that's out there and available. What about, you mentioned, too, agricultural producers. Have you seen any interest down that avenue?
Yes, and agribusiness, and a lot of times those tend to be larger. They tend to be larger projects, actually. Okay. But yes, we have had interest from ag producers, but also, you know, major ag-related businesses throughout the state.
What about the smaller ag producers? Are they eligible?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Again, that's our bread and butter in Kansas. We want to help the communities that need it most, and we love working with small businesses. I think the key is, you know, making sure that you maintain communication with our office, and we're happy to help when we can.
Fantastic. Well, Christy, as always, appreciate you stopping in and giving us a little update on the things happening through the USDA. And hopefully we see a little bit more people reaching out here, expressing some interest in some energy efficiency projects, renewable energy projects in the near future.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Kansas getting its share of the funds, and appreciate your time. Stay cool today.
Hey, you as well. Thank you so much. That is Christy Davis, the Rural Development Director for Kansas for USDA, talking about the Rural Energy for America program, also known as REAP, which has about $2 billion in funds available for grants and lending for ag producers and small businesses in towns under 50,000 residents. So make sure you check out USDA.gov for more information on that, or call Travis Schneider at 316-282-3477. Just a quick reminder, tomorrow our Newsmaker 2 segment will include organizers discussing a fundraising car wash for a local firefighter battling cancer. That's our Newsmaker 2 segment tomorrow, Ron.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272. Good morning, it's 834.
A target letter in the hands of former President Trump saying he's the focus of a federal January 6th investigation. Trump at a re-election campaign rally in Iowa last night called